Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
These days, everybody seems like they have a fitness app. They're turning to their phones, putting in their calories, checking into how many miles, even their hydration is being calculated. With the big question is then, will these fitness apps replace the gym, and are they the new craze? Joining me today is Fitfluential founder Kelly Alexa, who's going to help clarify what's going on with the fitness app craze. Kelly, how are you today?
I am absolutely fantastic. How are you, Jay?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me. Kelly, the fitness app industry, this is amazing. These are real numbers. It's a $14 billion industry. Now, do you think this is here to stay? Is this, or is this simply just another fad of the fitness industry that we will see this fade out in the years to come?
It's such a great question. And yeah, it's pretty amazing, the numbers, when you think about it. And from a business perspective at Fitfluential, you know, we work with a lot of fitness brands, and probably one of the top inquiries, the types of clients that come to us, are mobile apps. And we kind of, to be honest with you, it tends to be a little bit of a joke internally, because there's, like you're saying, there's so many of them. There are probably fitness apps out there for how to tie your shoes when you go running. So there's no shortage of types and numbers of fitness apps out there. Do I think it's a trend, or do I think it's here to stay? I absolutely think it's here to stay when you consider the numbers that support mobile usage and growth. Everybody's using their phones. In fact, it certainly is having an effect on how people are consuming media. On all of our platforms, 80% of activity is coming from mobile. So definitely think it's here to stay. What I think is going to happen, as with anything, it's not specific to fitness, not necessarily specific to technology, is the cream always rises to the top. And as you mentioned, there are, you know, every week there are three new apps, and they'll come to us, or it's probably 30, you know, and they'll reach out and say, this is amazing. We've created this app that helps you count calories. Well, guess what? There's about 1,700 other apps that do the same thing. And ultimately, with an app, it's got to work. It's got to provide value, and it has to be something that I think most of us, when we consider our phones, we're so reliant on them. But let's get real. None of us want to use 70 apps. You know, ultimately, you've got to think about how are we using, you know, these apps on a day-to-day basis. And people, I think, it's my opinion and my experience, they're going to choose the cream and choose the ones that work the most and provide them with the most value, instead of having, you know, shiny object syndrome and downloading them all. Nobody wants that on their phones. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And you said something very poignant. You said value. That's a very key word. I like going to these apps and getting instant gratification. And I also like the apps that provide sort of the community or forum or competition. Is that what's so appealing? Is it this community that say, hey, listen, I can't go to a gym, not working with a personal trainer, that I could just go on into an app and I can actually feel like I'm in the class? Is that what's drawing people to this?
I think a lot of that, absolutely. You touched on some points. When I think of apps and what we hear in the Fitfluential community, what people love is, you know, it definitely gives you that accountability and community, which to me, those are two things that are incredibly important for sustainable health. You know, if you've got somebody that you feel, even if it's one other person, but that's the beauty of these apps, is they can bring together a lot of people where you get those virtual high fives. You know, if you're sharing your miles, or you're entering your workouts, or, you know, you're sharing your what you ate that day, and you let other folks see it. You get those high fives, you get people liking your posts. It makes you feel like you're not alone. You're getting that encouragement, which we all need. So I think the community and the fun aspect is great. Personally, what I think is also probably overlooked is the fact that a lot of apps can really educate you. I mean, one of the apps that I personally, it's funny, you were talking on your show before I came on about gluten. And one of the things that I have found as I'm going through bioidentical hormonal replacement therapy is I'm really paying attention to what I'm eating and how it affects my body. And I'm reading this one book that's supporting, you know, paying attention to foods with a lower glycemic index. And also, I've just found that foods with wheat, or I guess I'm saying bread, just don't affect me right. So I downloaded this app, and again, I'm not somebody that wants 1,700 apps on my phone, but there's an app for glycemic index, which is so simple and so functional because, you know what, I don't have to go look on Google. I don't have to go look up a book on the glycemic index of a plum versus a nectarine. It's right there, it's simple, and it makes sense for my life. So I do think that the ability to educate yourself on nutritional value, you know, let's get real, what is a 25-minute run, what kind of calories can I expect to be burning from that, that educational aspect, I think that's not to be overlooked, and I think that's what is also helpful because, let's get real, when you're just starting to take steps to get healthier, it's intimidating. And you're right, you mentioned earlier, not everybody can afford a personal trainer up front. The ability to kind of get answers to some of your questions and be in the know, definitely helpful.
Okay, that was a great answer. We had a lot there. We have sustainability. We had the virtual high fives. We had the education. You're checking in. Is this in a way that you're saying that this is the new gym? This is going to be replacing the personal training industry? It just sounds like when you go to a gym, when you go to hire a personal trainer, you're getting all of that. You're getting the education. You're getting the high fives. You're getting someone to hold you accountable so you're creating a sustainable outcome. So if you're getting that with an app, what is that saying about our health clubs and our personal training industry?
It's a good question. My personal opinion, I would never suggest that I'm, you know, the only right answer out there, but I don't think it's going to replace it. In fact, I think if trainers are smart, they would take advantage of, you know, the app situation and the technology situation and social media and just understand that this is an opportunity for them to take what they're doing and really take it up a notch. You know, this has actually been a topic we've been discussing a lot internally. Folks have been bringing up the fact that you can get, you know, streaming workouts on an app or, you know, on your tablet and you know, really anywhere. If you're a personal trainer, this is your opportunity to be in the know and encourage your clients to use these apps to, you know, map what they're doing when they're not in the gym. Instead of being threatened and saying, oh, God, you know, no one's gonna need me for training, say, you know what, use me for what I'm really good at. Use me 4 times a week. And then I'm going to tell you that you should use this app for, you know, mapping your calories. Use this app for this. And I'm going to check in with you because a lot of these apps allow that back and forth. So I think it really can enhance a relationship with a trainer. By no means would I ever say that you can not hire a personal trainer and use these apps because I've had a life before personal trainers and after. And let me tell you, once you worked out with a trainer, you understand why you go to a trainer. There's things you could never learn on your own about form and how you use the machines and so on. And there's no way you can eliminate how important that is. So a great trainer will take advantage of what's out there. And the consumers, you know, I think that that's what I'd like to do in the fitfluential world is get the word out about why a trainer is definitely worth that investment. And it's going to complement everything you're doing.
That's very interesting. So we have about a minute left. What are one or two of your favorite apps that people can go and look at?
Very simply, Instagram for fitness is fantastic. Of course, I'm going to plug Fitfluential. MyFitnessPal, I think, is one of the best apps out there, bottom line.
Why is that?
Because with MyFitnessPal, you can look up restaurant food, you can look up your own food, it'll tally and show you kind of your macros and your percentages that you're hitting, and you can also enter your activity. So to me, it's kind of hitting everything, and the community there is extraordinary. Honestly, it's something, whenever we ask in our community, what are your favorite apps, that's always in the top three from everybody.
Well, you're talking about food and you're making me a little hungry. Kelly, where can people find out about you if they want to learn more about the app and Fitfluential?
Definitely, you can find me anywhere on social media. My handles on all social media platforms are Kelly Alexa. I have a blog at kellyalexa.com, KellyOlexa.com, and also at fitfluential.com as well.
Thank you so much. To learn more about the fit app industry, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.